Okay, I'm gonna call the Brule Planning and Zoning meeting of Wednesday, December 18th to order. Please silence all your cell phones or their devices.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Cairo? Commissioner Staley?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos? Commissioner Sonia? Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Carmel?
Here.
All right, has everybody gotten copies of the minutes of the last meeting of November 20th? Any questions? Do I have a motion?
Want to accept the minutes from the last meeting?
Motion by Gary Sonia, second by Ms. Claudia Carmel. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? The ayes have it. All right, we're gonna open up the planning public hearing with the variance request. A final plat showing the re-subdivision of a parcel of land located at 953 West Main Street into lots SVG 1 and SVG 2, located in Section 14, Township 8, South R12, East Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Brule, Parish of West Baton Rouge Parish, State of Louisiana, for Shirley Guidry, Shirley Boudreau Guidry, with variance request, non-compliant Section 1931(1), zoning district R1, side setbacks, existing shed on the proposed property line. Public hearing is now open.
Cletus Longrock, I can't get in, sir, as I'm here to represent Ms. Guidry tonight. You might remember this plat. We came a couple of meetings back, and thank you. And we actually made a couple of changes at our recommendation of... There were some questions about this residence, whether or not it was an existing residence. It's actually be attached to the proposed house. We extended the servitude out and swapped the house around the way it fronts on the servitude now. But there's still a little pump shed right here that's encroaching on the lawn, and that's the variance we asking for.
That's the only variance you asked for?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. Everything else is conforming now.
All right. Any questions?
It's got a pump shed. It's still like a water pump or something right now?
I think at one time it might have been, but I think now it's just a little shed. It's really nothing in it. It's just got bare walls on the inside and stuff.
And this is the daughter of the occupant?
That's correct. The mom lives here, and this will be the daughter and the son-in-law.
All right, any other questions? Members, any questions? All right, we'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we give it to the council for that we approve.
Motion by Mr. Lemoine, second by?
I second.
Second by Gary Sonia. Roll call vote.
Is this for the subdivision or the variance?
No, this is for the variance.
For the variance? Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Staley?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Carmel?
Yes.
I guess we should have done the subdivision first, but we can take it now. All right. The public hearing is open now on the subdivision.
Same thing. The only, now that we have the variance, it's clear for us to go ahead and do the lot.
Any questions? Any comments? Public hearing closed. Motion by Ms. Claudia Carmel. Second by Steve Perkins. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Staley?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Carmel?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the second public hearing is the revised final plat of River Mill Reserve, second filing, Phase 1, lots 14 through 23, into lots 14 through 23A, located in Section 15, Township 8 South, R12 East, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for PSLD LLC. Public hearing is now open.
Hey, good evening. I'm Jim Tatum with Tatum Engineering, and here tonight representing the SLD. What we're asking for is a re-subdivision of that second phase of River Mill Reserve, which was originally approved, constructed and approved as a 10-lot subdivision. DSLD came in, bought the lots, they're gonna build bigger houses, and they needed more space, and so they asked us to see if we could re-subdivide 10 lots into 9 lots.
I thought it was being reduced.
Yeah, it's a very simple re-subdivision. In fact, the front lot is not changing at all. And you may note that that lot 19 has been eliminated. So we jump from 18A to 20-A. Make sure it's correct. So it's really that simple. We took one lot and split it up into the other 9.
It's still zero lot line.
Yes.
It's behind the shopping center.
The existing houses, that's on lot 14?
They started on 14, that's correct. That's why it's not affected in this re-sub. That's it, so I'd ask for your approval. I'll be glad to answer any other questions.
Any comments, questions? None, I'll close the public hearing. Need a recommendation, please? Do I have a motion?
Yes, a motion that we accept the re-subdivision as presented to us.
Okay, motion by Gary Sonia.
I'll second.
Second by Kim Lemoine. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next in line is the public hearing with variance request. Preliminary plat, Orleans West subdivision, second filing, located in Section 55, T8S, R12E, SED, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for DAGR LLC with a variance request, non-compliance. Section 1910, dead end streets of cul-de-sac. All right, public hearing is now open. Anybody representing Orleans West? None?
I'll make a motion that we table this.
That's the recommendation to table it by Kim Lemoine, second by Ms. Parnell. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes, table.
Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
All right, there's nothing in zoning that I know of. Any other business? Comments? Remarks of personal privilege, anybody? Ms. Mann?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Skelly, I'd like to ask, I don't know how this goes, but I find out from Tricia that I've been doing the wrong thing, but going backwards. There's an ordinance in really for no more mobile homes, but I have a, I'd like to submit a variance, but I'm sure I have to go like next month.
What is your name?
Rhonda Cass.
Okay.
And it's right next door to where we live. It's a, I would be more than happy to explain to each individual on a personal note as to why, but I have a daughter who's a single mother, who would be a single mother with 3 children that needs to have a place to live.
All
and this is the only way that we can do this.
And you go to and fill out the application?
Yeah, I just found out how the application to fill out and some other things to do, and I would have, it would not be anything used, it would be brand new. It's on lot, I think it's 27, which is right next door. You know where Miss Rhonda LaManna is the one who...
I know who's...
You know, I'm talking right back behind Moise. It's right next door to where we live, and it would be facing us, and they have some trees and stuff there. So it would be long ways facing us, and it would be brand new. But I'll have the specifics of exactly what we would like to put there, and how do we go about doing it, or getting it passed or done, or whatever it needs to be done. And I had spoken to the mayor, and he said that there's a possibility that we could have a variance, and that if only she would live there, and if ever she would move, it would have to be moved, and nobody else would live there, and that's understandable. But I'd be more than happy to explain the whole 9 yards to each individual, you know.
Just go ahead and fill out the variance request with her.
Okay.
And I'll come before public, the planning and zoning.
And I'll have a picture of exactly what we'll have by that time. What we'd like to have anyway.
Okay.
It's kind of a personal situation, and with everything going on in our lives, that's the only way we can help and take care of the babies.
Thank you. Anybody else? Done? Okay, announcements? Okay, I have an announcement. Tonight is my last meeting. I am retiring. And
promotion?
Yes, ma'am.
From us.
And I just want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to serve, because it's been a learning experience, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've been on here since 2001, so it's time.
Yeah, what sentence is up?
Yeah. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Ms. Claudette.
Second.
Second by Ms. Lemoine. All in favor? Any nays?
I have a question I'd like to ask if y'all would mind for a half a minute or two.
It's important to
put in the Senate mailed us a letter and everything. I'm Westside Senator, and I live at 1633 Orleans Court, First Lady. And we were told with this letter.